Welcome to Raw Talk on M88. Call in with your questions or comments. Toll free 1-866-730-4921. Or submit your question to Dear DJ at M88.org. Now, it's time for some Raw Talk on M88.
Be honest, I haven't listened to that song in forever, and certainly not since I've had my own little girls. A little choked up right about now. The whole thing about walking them down the aisle, giving them away. My girls are young yet, but man, that hits home. Welcome to Raw Talk. I'm your host, Yo. Thanks for joining me on this very special day, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all of you dads out there. And I hope that tugged on your heartstrings kind of like it did on mine. And tonight on Raw Talk, we're going to take some time to talk about being a dad, the importance of being a father. It is, unfortunately, a lost art in today's society. In fact, it's a forgotten art. In fact, it's an art that a lot of people say, yeah, it's not that necessary. We've moved on. We're in a post-family society. Post-modern, post-family, post-church, post-everything. And dad just doesn't matter as much as he used to. We got the internet to raise kids today. That's what makes the internet so amazing. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of being a dad. But I don't want to be the expert on this because I am not the expert on this, all right? I am far from the expert on this, and so I need your input tonight. I need you to call and tell me, what does it mean to have a father? What has it meant to you to have a father? Or what would have it meant to you to have a father? And I want to hear why it's important to you, why it would be important to you as we talk about the importance of being a dad tonight. Give us a call, 1-866-730-4921. It's a toll-free number. It's not going to cost you anything. But call in and tell us, what has it meant to have a dad in your life? Or what would have it meant to you to have a dad in your life? Give us a call and share tonight, because we need to let people know that being a dad and having a father is important, that it does make a difference, and it's something that we as a church should stand for and say, hey, wait a second, we cannot do away with this. Dads are necessary. So share how important it's been to you. 1-866-730-4921 is the number to call. Again, it's toll free. So 1-866-730-4921 to share why it's important to you to have had a dad, or why it would have been important to you to have a dad. What does it mean to have a father? And speaking of men, real quick, this coming Friday is the Challenge Men's Rally at Calvary of Albuquerque, and it's a free event, and we're going to hear from Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin as he shares a little bit about being a man of God, and he's a guy who knows what it means to engage in the battle. He was one of the founding members of Delta Force, has served his country in some of the most intense combat zones that we have known in modern history, and has led men to victory in battle, and also had to endure leading some men to death in battle. And he has a very fascinating testimony, and it's going to be exciting to hear from him and encouraging to hear from him about what it means to be a man of God. The Challenge Men's Rally, free event, coming this Friday. So invite all the guys you know, whether they're dads or not, to come join us this Friday for the Challenge Men's Rally. And like I said, give us a call, 1-866-730-4921. What does it mean to have a father? What would have it meant to have a father? And to start things off, I'll share what it has meant to me to have a father. My dad, I love very much my father. He was a pastor when I was young. And then when I was a little bit older, he became a full-time military chaplain, which is basically a pastor, you know, in the military. He was an Air Force chaplain. We traveled the world as he ministered to people and shared the gospel with people all around the world as a chaplain in the Air Force. And what it has meant to me to have a father like that. Well, first of all, I learned what it was to be a man, and more importantly, to be a godly man. By his example, I could see what things such as honor, dignity, integrity, duty, loyalty meant. And I also learned how important it was to treat women with respect. My dad loved my mom, and that was one of the most precious things to me, because it showed me just how precious it is, first of all, to be married, and second of all, to love your wife. My dad always loved my wife, my mom, and it showed me how to love my wife. And that has meant a lot to me. I've learned a lot about how to be a father and a husband from the example that my dad gave me. And more than that, I've learned how important it is to be a godly man, why this world needs godly men. And so my dad set a great example for me, and he poured a lot into my life. One of the most significant things, I think, that he poured into my life when I was growing up, I was freshman in college, sophomore in college, and I was asking my dad, because I don't know, it just never occurred to me, but my dad by that point had been a pastor for, you know, 15, 20 plus years, most of my life. And I thought it was astounding how he almost never repeated a sermon. No matter where we traveled, he always had new stuff to talk about from the Bible. And I remember I was sitting in the car with him one time, and I asked him, Dad, don't you ever run out of things to talk about from the Bible? I mean, you've been pastoring and doing sermons for forever. Don't you ever run out of things? And I'll never forget my dad's response. He kind of smiled a little bit and chuckled, and he said, no, I never run out of new things to talk about when it comes to God and the Bible, because I'm always discovering new things about the Bible and about God. And that was an answer that has stuck with me for many, many years. The fact that there will always be more to learn and always be more to discover about our Heavenly Father. And I learned that from my earthly father. And I'd like to hear what you've learned from your father. What has it meant to have a father in your life? What would have it meant to have a father in your life? How important are dads? 1-866-730-4921. 4921. I'm going to need your help tonight because I don't have anyone co-hosting with me, so you guys got to be the co-host. So give me a call, 1-866-730-4921. Just how important is it to have a father? How important would it have been to have a father? Join in the conversation tonight. Be my co-host. I'm going to need a little help with this tonight. So give me a call and help out. Now, the disturbing trend in our society right now is the fact that fathers are becoming an extinct species. Kind of like the dodo, kind of like dinosaurs, fathers seem to be disappearing. And there's lots of, you know, societal explanations for that. We're not going to go into all the reasoning behind why dads are disappearing. But the fact of the matter is that dads are disappearing. Get a load of this. According to one survey that I found from Christianity Today, out of wedlock childbearing has increased sevenfold in the United States between 1960 and 2005. So this is about 4 years ago. From 5.3% of all births in 1960, 5.3 of all births, 5.3% in 1960 were children born out of wedlock. In 2005, 36.8% of all births were children being born out of wedlock. That's 36.8% of children being born without a dad around, without a father. More than one-third of all newborns in America will grow up without a father. One-third of children in America are going to grow up without having a dad around. That is shocking to me, and it's a little upsetting as well. I mean, if you're man enough to make a baby, you better be man enough to raise that baby. I don't understand how we've gotten to the point where people are so convinced that we can have sex without consequences and just, you know, sow our wild oats, make kids, and then run off into the sunset and leave them be. That's ridiculous, and that is not manly. You know what that is? That's cowardly, and it doesn't have anything to do with being a man. The fact that you can impregnate as many women as you can and not have to worry about those children, that's just silly. It's lame. It's dumb, and it's not manly at all. And I think part of what we've lost in our society today is the understanding of what it means to be a man. There are few things as manly as raising a kid. There's few things as manly as loving a child and being willing to do anything for that kid. You know what? It takes a man to be a dad because it's not an easy job. I can attest to that. I'm learning. I've made lots of mistakes, and I've only had my kids for 7 years. And I've already made lots of mistakes. But one thing I've learned is it's not easy. It's probably one of the hardest things that I've ever had to learn how to do. And it's not for the faint of heart. Anyone can make a baby. That's actually relatively easy. It takes a real man to raise that baby. And so I'm challenging you guys, you know, if you're not a dad yet, if you're in high school, you're in college, and you're thinking, this doesn't apply to me. This doesn't have anything to do with me. I don't have any kids. I would encourage you to start thinking about this now. You know, whether or not you're planning on having a family is moot. Most of you might end up having families, but stop for a moment and consider if you are intending someday to get married and if you are intending someday to have children, start thinking now about the kind of dad that you're going to be. I'll tell you one of the number one mistakes I made as a young father. I had no expectations for fatherhood. I didn't really ever think about it. Didn't make any plans for it. Didn't really do any studying or research about it. Didn't seek out counsel or advice about it. And that was one of the biggest mistakes I made as a young father. Because when the time came for me to be a dad, I had no idea what I was doing. Now, granted, all new fathers are a little overwhelmed when they first start. But the fact of the matter is, if I would have spent some time at least trying to figure out what it meant to be a dad before I had the kids, I would have made a lot fewer mistakes after I had the kids. And that is one of my big regrets in life, that I didn't take the time to learn how to be a dad before, you know, it was too late. And I'll tell you what, on-the-job training as a dad is tough. You're going to get a lot of that regardless, but anything that you can do to plan ahead of time and prepare ahead of time as a father is just going to help you out tons. So please, please take my advice and start thinking now about what kind of a dad you want to be. Start thinking now about where you can find examples of godly fathers and how you can learn from them, be it from your dad, from your grandparents, from your grandfather, from someone in the church, somewhere, somehow. Find someone who can help you understand what it means to be a dad and how you can do that, how you can be a godly father that will make a difference in the upcoming generation. If you prepare before you have kids, you'll be so much better off afterwards, because, like I said, it's kind of tough to learn on the job, and I made way too many mistakes that I could have avoided, and I'm sure I'll make plenty more. I mean, that comes with being a parent. But preparation, like for anything else, helps out tons. Now, tonight we're talking about fathers, and I've shared a little bit about what it means to be for me to be a dad, but I want to hear from you, because my opinion is just one opinion among many. How important is it to have a father? What does having a father mean to you? Give me a call, 1-866-730-4921. That's a toll-free number, so you can call in anywhere. It won't cost you anything. 1-866-730-4921 to call in and share what it means to have a father. What does it mean to you to have a father? How important was it? Or how important would it be if you would have had a father who would have been there? How might that have made your life different? 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and help me out tonight as my co-host on the phone. You can do that. And again, it's toll-free, or you can call locally, 338-5790. 338-5790 is a local number if you want to call in and be a part of tonight's program as we talk a little bit about the importance of fathers and just how key they are into making a difference in the upcoming generation. This past week, speaking of, you know, preparing ahead of time to be a father, just recently I was doing a study with a good friend of mine in the book of Titus. And I came across this passage, a passage that I've read many, many times, but never really stopped to think about it very much. I'm sure you've all had passages like that as well. But this time, as I was preparing to talk about fatherhood for this Father's Day, and it's something that jumped out at me because I'm entering an interesting phase of life. Titus chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled in everything. Set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us." Now, the thing I take away from that is that older men should be training younger men, that older men in the church should be setting a good example, that they should be teaching them and demonstrating to them integrity and seriousness, soundness of speech that young men need to learn from the older men in the church. Yeah, I did a little bit of that growing up, but I certainly could have done more, especially when it came to being a father. What I want to encourage you guys with is, you know, if you are an older gentleman listening to the program tonight, I want to encourage you to look around. Find a young man. Maybe he just got married. There's a wedding going on right outside our window. There's a bunch of people and luminarias, and they got it all set up. And, you know, I really hope that this young guy who's getting married out here, I'm assuming he's a young guy, I don't know for sure, but, you know, the guy who's getting married, he's a newlywed. I really hope and pray that he has someone in his life, some sort of mentor who's going to help him not only learn how to be a good husband, but how to be a good father, if that should come his way as a part of his marriage. And guys, we need to look for those opportunities, because there's a lot of young guys these days who are raised without a father. They don't know what it's like to be a father. Now, if one third of kids are growing up without a dad, that includes the church. There's a lot of young men in the church who grew up without a dad, and maybe they're getting ready to be a dad, and they have no clue what to do because their dad wasn't around. Well, for those of us who are lucky enough to have a dad, it's our opportunity, and in fact, I would say it is our duty, according to what we read here in Titus chapter 2, to come alongside those young men and help them learn, help them understand, help them realize, A, how important being a father is, and B, how they can do it according to the principles of the Bible. That's so key. Again, it's something I wish I would have had in my life. And now that I'm, you know, a dad, I got a 7-year-old and 4-year-old, I don't know everything about having kids, but I've reached a certain phase in my life where guys who are just starting off have young babies and whatnot, I can help them understand how to be a father to, you know, a little baby. I can't help anyone with having teenagers. I haven't reached that phase yet, praise the Lord, although that phase is coming up pretty rapidly. And I'm scared, hoping some guy will come along and help me out with that particular phase of life, because it's one that terrifies me, to be perfectly honest. But I have reached a phase in my life where I can start helping younger men who are just starting families to learn what the principles of the Bible are for being a dad. And how important it is for them to be a father to their children. Now, you know, it's one thing, again, just to have a baby, but fathers need to be involved and not distant. And, you know, a lot of that we learn just from how our Heavenly Father treats us. So what does it mean to you to have a father? Give me a call. 1-866-730-4921 is the number to call. It's a toll-free number to be a part of this Father's Day program here on Raw Talk. And tell us just how important having a father was to you. What did your dad mean to you? 1-866-730-4921, or you can call us locally, 338-5790, and share the importance of having a dad, because we need to hear stories from people who either had a dad and it made a difference in their life, or who have experienced what it was like not having a father and want people to know just how important it is and how much of a difference it would have made in your life. So whatever your situation may be, share with us what it would have meant to have a father, or what it did mean to have a father in your life. 1-866-730-4921 to call in and be my co-host on tonight's Raw Talk and share what it means to have a father in your life. And, you know, like I said, I'm fairly new to this fatherhood thing. So if you got advice you want to share as well, I'm always willing to learn more about being a dad. 1-866-730-4921, or you can call in locally, 338-5790. You know, I find it fascinating that one of the main ways that we were told that we can relate to God is as a father. And the more I have experienced life as a father, the more I realize just how much the father-child relationship is representative of our relationship with God. And there's so many moments I have with my kids where a light bulb goes off and like, oh, this must be how God feels when I act that way. You know, I mean, let's face it. Sometimes kids can be challenging and frustrating, and it can be tough. But it's helped me appreciate my relationship with God, and that He is my Father, that He can be so forgiving and graceful and understanding, and also that He is a Father who is willing to discipline me, correct me, guide me, point me in the right direction. As I try to do all those things with my kids, it's just a living illustration of how God is trying to do that in our own life. And when I'm open and willing to learn from that, it gives me an opportunity to grow that much more in my relationship with God. In fact, I'd say having kids next to being married is one of the biggest catalysts for my growth in Christ, as I've learned to understand what it means to have a Heavenly Father and to be His son, to be His child. And Romans chapter 8, verse 15, we are told something very, very special. For we did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received a spirit of sonship, and by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. That's such a precious, precious gift. And if there is anything that should demonstrate just how precious it is to have a father, it should be the fact that that's the way God has chosen to reveal Himself to us, that He has chosen for us to relate to Him as a child, that He has chosen to relate to us as a father. Now, if that doesn't indicate that fathers are important, I don't know what does. You know, we look around and we see so many fatherless homes, and we kind of act like it's not that big of a deal. It's just the way our world is. You know, we're post-family. We don't need the nuclear family from the 50s with both parents, 2.5 kids, a dog, a white picket fence. That's all old-fashioned. We don't need that anymore. Well, you know what? Praise God that He has never treated us that way and said, you know what? You're doing fine on your own. You got all this information. You live in a 21st century world where you got access to everything you could possibly ever want or need. You don't need me, so I'm just going to go off and do something else. I mean, thank God that He doesn't do that. Thank God that He wants to be personally involved in our lives. And it's that example that should make us want to be good dads to our own kids, if you have kids, or to grow up to be a good dad. Because growing up to be a father who cares and is involved with the lives of his kids is going to make a huge impact on our society and our culture. I know that seems kind of strange to say. You're probably thinking, well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, come on, how important can fathers really be? We seem to be getting by just fine. Well, yeah, I don't know that I would say that we are getting by just fine. Take a look at some of the statistics that have come out. Get a load of this. Children and a father absent home are 5 times more likely to be poor. I never would have equated being poor with not having dad around, but that is one of the things that was released by the U.S. Census Bureau. During the year before their babies were born, 43% of unmarried mothers received welfare or food stamps. And that's probably an indication of how those kids ended up being poor. Get a load of this. Infant mortality rates are 1.8 times higher for infants of unmarried mothers than married mothers. Why is that the case? I don't know. But that's something else that came out from a National Vital Statistics report. 23% of unmarried mothers in large U.S. cities reported cigarette use during their pregnancy. 71% were on Medicare. You know, dad's not around to help them take better care of their babies. Get a load of this. A 2002 Department of Justice survey of 7,000 inmates revealed that 39% of jail inmates lived in a mother-only household. Approximately 46% of jail inmates in 2002 had previously incarcerated a family member. One-fifth experienced a father in prison or jail. When a father is in prison or jail, he's not in the home, and that's going to make a big difference in that. A study of another recent study showed that women in prison showed that more than half grew up without a father. Half of the women in prison grew up without a father. 42% grew up in a single mother household, and 16% lived with neither parent. And that's not just something that's related only to our nation. A study from Interpol found that single parenthood ratios were strongly correlated with violent crimes. You get a little of that? A single parent home where the dad isn't around, or maybe the mom isn't around, but a single parent home strongly correlates with violent crime. Why is that the case? Well, like I said, there's lots of psychological and sociological factors that I probably couldn't explain very well. But do you see a trend here? Do you see a trend? I mean, I got pages and pages of statistics on how not having a dad around affects the likelihood to engage in drinking and smoking, drug use, how not having a father around increases the risk of physical abuse or harm from neglect. It even has a factor in childhood obesity, if you can believe that. Not having a dad around can make kids fatter, more or less, is what some of the research says. I mean, it just goes on and on. And kids with for education when dad isn't around. Kids are twice as likely to drop out of school when dad isn't there. I mean, it just shocks me how much having a father in the house can make a difference on kids. We need dads in the home, and we need them now more than we have ever had need of them before. And unfortunately, this is the time when dads are in the home a lot less. Well, what has having a father meant to you? Come on, help me out here, because I'm running out of things to talk about, and we still got 30 minutes to go through the program, because I didn't prepare to do the entire program by myself. 1-866-730-4921. Call in and be a part of tonight's Ron Talk as we talk about the importance of having a father. 1-866-730-4921 to tell us what has having a father meant to you, or what would have having a father meant to you. Give us a call. It's toll-free. Or you can call locally, 338-5790. But call in and be a part of tonight's program as we talk about the importance of having a dad. What has that meant to you? How did that impact your life? Let us know. Or how do you think it would have impacted your life? Or, you know, if your dad wasn't around, how did that impact your life? Give us a call and let us know, because people need to hear that this is important. It's an issue that we skip over so often. We just think that's the way life is. You know, when you got a 50% divorce rate or higher, not just in the world, but in the church as well, you're going to have kids who don't have dads around. What's the big deal? It's just the way life is. It is a big deal. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to share. And again, I need your help because, like I said, I didn't prepare enough material to do the entire hour on my own. So please help me out. Be my coworker. And give us a call toll-free, 1-866-730-4921. You can also call in locally at 338-5790. And we finally have someone called in. Hi, this is Ron Talk. Who's this?
Ben.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, Ben. So tell me, what has having a father meant to you, or what would have having a father meant to you?
Well, having a father has meant a lot to me because he can be there for you when you need to talk about stuff, like you can't talk about with your mom, or when you just need someone else to talk to, and you play football with them, and it's just a crucial part of your life.
How old are you, Ben?
12.
You're 12, and your dad's been your dad for your entire life?
Yeah.
And that's provided, I mean, how much stability has that provided as you've grown up?
A lot.
Do you really play football? Are you, like, going to go pro or anything?
Oh, no, I'm not that good.
You're not that good? Not yet, though. But, you know, maybe Dad will help you out, right?
Yeah.
Well, Ben, thanks so much for sharing a little bit. And what grade are you in, Ben?
I'm in seventh grade.
You're in seventh grade? So you haven't hit high school yet. You know, I don't know if you've heard the horror stories about high school, but how much do you think having a dad is going to help you get through some of those tough times in high school as you, you know, grow and mature and start to become a man? I mean, how much do you think having a dad is going to help you with that?
Probably a lot.
Probably a lot. Well, I think you're probably right, because I know it helped me out tons. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing, Ben.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, have a good night. Appreciate Ben calling in. And if you'd like to share as well, what has having a father meant to you? Or what would having a father mean to you? Give us a call, 1-866-730-4921. To be a part of tonight's Ron Talk, as we talk about the importance of having a dad. And I can't tell you how happy I am that Ben has a dad, as he's 12, going on 13. Having a dad for those crucial teenage years, man, I can't tell you how important it was. That helped me tons when I was a teenager, because it was good to have someone to go and ask questions to. I don't know if you remember that old TV show. I never watched it. It was on before my time, but I've heard stories about it. You know, father knows best. For a long time, I believe that my dad did, and I still do. He was a very, very wise, very, very smart man, and I had a lot of questions when I was going through high school, especially when I got to college, and I started being challenged by college professors on various issues. I had many interesting conversations with my dad about deep theological and scientific problems that I was having at school, and it was so good to have a father to go to for those kinds of questions. And yeah, it didn't hurt that he was a pastor, so he had a lot of wisdom from the Bible to draw on to help me with that. And right now we have Brandon on the line. Brandon, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Brandon?
Hey, I thought I'd tell you a quick story. I moved out of my house when I was 18, and I because of, you know, problems with my dad, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up going off to college and not really talking to him much for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And when things really started getting hard, I started calling my dad a bit more, and he was always there to help me out. And actually, I just moved back in with him. I took a year off from school after realizing that's where God was calling me to go, with some other form of ministry, actually, instead of, you know, campus stuff. And so when I was doing that, I was living with my dad, and, you know, I don't know what I would have done without him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from a single-parent home, and that was my dad. And so I just figured I think everyone should have, you know, some kind of, at least some kind of figure, a father figure in their life, and to look for something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have that, then to turn to someone like their pastor, or find someone that they can, you know, turn to. Even God can definitely be a father figure in times like that.
So how old are you now, Brandon?
I'm actually 22.
Now, how has your experience influenced or changed how you might think about being a dad when you eventually start a family? How has this experience, I don't know, shaped your idea of what a father should be or could be, and how you can fulfill that role?
It actually makes me pretty scared, I'm not going to lie.
Hey, I don't blame you for that. Fatherhood is kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, my dad has been one of the most selfless people I've known. Whenever I'm in need, you know, he may seem, you know, a little stressed out or something like that whenever I'm asking for a lot, but he always finds a way to come through for me. And I mean, it's pretty nerve-wracking when you think someday you might have somebody that is gonna come to you and ask for, you know, the world, and you want to give it to him, and it's really nerve-wracking. I mean, it's like, I don't know, I immediately go to the parallels of, you know, Christ and God had to, you know, do that for us, and how much he loves us as our, you know, heavenly father.
Yeah, well, you're right, and it is scary, but, you know, praise God that we have a heavenly father that will help us be good dads, because I know I couldn't do it on my own.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks so much for calling in and sharing, Brandon. I really appreciate you being willing to do that.
No problem, man. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care, Brandon.
Peace, bud.
All right, Brandon calling in and sharing a little bit about what having a dad has meant to him. What has a dad, having a dad meant to you, or what would have having a dad meant to you? 1-866-730-4921. You know, if nothing else, this is an opportunity to give a shout out to your dad and tell him how much you appreciate him. I don't know about you, but to be honest, I really don't do that enough to my dad. Like Brandon just said, my dad sacrificed so much for his kids, and to be honest, we weren't always the most appreciative of that. I'm learning that kids aren't always that appreciative. I have kids now, and that's just apparently a part of being a kid. They don't always appreciate all that they have. They take so much for granted. And I know I did that with my dad. And now that my dad is getting older, he has Parkinson's, and suddenly, all those moments that I missed, all those opportunities that I had to tell him thank you, or all those moments I had a chance to tell him how much I loved him and how much I appreciated all that he did for me, all those moments are gone, and the moments I have left are slipping away so rapidly. And I don't want to miss any more moments to tell my dad just how important and how precious he is to me. I called him up today, and I called him up and said, "Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Thanks for not screwing me up too bad," which wasn't quite the Father's Day message that he was expecting to get, but I thought I'd try and do something a little bit different for him. But, you know, the truth is he did a great job raising me, and you know, I could have turned out a whole lot worse if he hadn't been around. So I appreciate him and all that he did. So if nothing else, here's an opportunity for you to let everyone know how much you've appreciated your father and share that with people, and maybe your dad will be listening. Who knows? Or you can tell him, "Hey, guess what? I bragged about you on the radio." I love bragging about my dad. And he doesn't know half the times that I brag about him, but other people know how much I hold my dad in high esteem. And someday when we get to heaven, I'm sure he'll hear all those stories. 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and be a part of tonight's program. 1-866-730-4921 to share what would having a dad mean to you, what has it meant to you as you've been raised, and share the importance of having a dad. Because, like I said, we live in a society where dads are going extinct, where we have people say that dads aren't important, they don't matter, and the statistics point in completely opposite direction, that does matter, and yet we don't find anything changing. In fact, it's getting worse. The trend for fatherless homes is growing at an alarming pace, and we need to do something about it, church. We need to set the example of having a father in the home and why it's so important. It's up to you and I to do that, because the world isn't going to, they don't get it. They don't understand. They feel abandoned. The world is without hope. We who have hope in Christ need to show them just how hopeful you can be with a heavenly father, and that we can change the world by changing our families, by being fathers who are involved. 1-866-730-4921. We have Aaron on the line. Aaron, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Aaron?
Well, I love my father to death, but he gave me a bad memory, and so I was actually coming up and was an hour late.
It's all right, Aaron. I mean, you know, we don't all inherit great attributes from my dad, from our fathers. Memory's one of them.
I inherit a lot of the good stuff. There's some stuff in there, you know, that I do get from him that isn't great, just like my kids get from me. Like, you know, you go, "Oh, man, is that how I act?" And then you look back, and that's how you really do act, because your kids mirror you.
Well, Aaron, this is, in case people don't realize, this is Aaron from Grace Church. He was actually going to join me tonight. But, you know, I got to say, Aaron, I didn't make a big deal out of it. I didn't mention you're going to be here or anything, so you could have been completely off the hook.
Well, so sorry. I just want to apologize publicly, man. Golly. So, but yeah, no, we do inherit a lot of things from our dad. So, I think I'm proud of most everything I inherited.
So, what did having a father in the house mean to you, Aaron? Before I let you go, why don't you share that part of tonight's program? What did having a father mean to you?
You know, I was really fortunate. You know, like many mid-school kids, one of my biggest fears was that my parents were going to split up. It wasn't a lot of things that could have been. I was afraid of. I was afraid they were going to split up. And They never really were going to, but I just saw it happen. It really meant, it brought a lot of stability to my house. And, you know, my dad's a little disconnected from people and a little disconnected from us, but, you know, you always knew he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think no matter how bad things got, no matter how crazy life seems, it was like you always knew he was coming home. You always knew he was going to be there. And that just meant a lot to me, and it meant a lot to my family. And now since he's gotten older, you know, he's in his late 50s, and he's softened up a little bit, and it's just meant a whole lot to us.
Well, Aaron, thanks so much for sharing that. Thanks so much for having good intentions and helping me out with tonight's program. And hope you have a great rest of your Father's Day, dude.
Oh, thanks, man. Sorry.
That's all right. Thanks
a
lot, Aaron.
See you later.
All right, 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in. And what does having a father mean to you? What did having a dad mean to you? Or what would have it meant to you to have a father? Call in and be a part of tonight's program, 1-866-730-4921. We have Jennifer on the line. Jennifer, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Jennifer?
Well, I was just listening to your program, and I wanted to encourage the dads out there that my parents divorced when I was really, really little. And then my stepdad came along, but even though my real dad, like, fathered me, my stepdad gave me life.
Hmm.
And I think it's so important that the dads, like, my dad would include me in everything. He was a mechanic at the time, and so when he went to work on his vehicles, it would maybe take him 5 minutes to do something. But he would always include me, and it might take an hour. But he went above and beyond that point to include me and teach me, you know, of course, to work on my own vehicle. But, you know,
yeah.
It would have taken him, you know, easier for him with, you know, not having to bother. But he did bother. And it's so important for us to have patience with our kids. I mean, even moms do, but this is not our day. So, you know, always take that time. And if it takes longer and if it takes 20 times to accomplish it, do it. Because that kid is looking up to us. And dads rock. They're just, you know, the kids just, I know for my own, you know, with my kids, they adore my husband. They just, they look up to him. And he takes the time with them, and I think that's so important, is to make that extra, go that extra mile with them. You know, even if you're tired or just, but it means the world, because they will remember that when they grow up and have their own kids.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for sharing that, Jennifer. I really appreciate that. And you're so right. I mean, having good examples to model for our kids, man, I can't emphasize how important that is and how much kids are really like sponges. I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, but man, my kids, they absorb everything that's around them. And which kind of scares me because I'm always double checking. It's like, oh man, what am I doing? Because
yeah,
they're going to soak it right up.
But you know what? Even if you are making mistakes, it shows you're human. And a godly father is so important because they will see you in your Bible. They will see you praising God, singing, you know, and they're going to look up to that. And just by seeing you coming to the Lord and asking forgiveness and everything, I mean, that's a big difference,
yeah.
than a dad that doesn't know the Lord. And but even then, I mean, just dads just taking time for their kids. Because, you know, even with our economy and everything and people are having to work, you know, several jobs and whatever, it doesn't matter if you're spending hours or 5 minutes. Just make that time count.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just so important. And, you know, we are so blessed. And I just had to call in and let you guys know. And I want to wish all the dads out there Happy Father's Day.
Jennifer, thank you so much for calling in. You blessed and encouraged me just with what you shared. So thank you for doing that.
Well, you bless us greatly, this radio station. So we just, you know, all of us appreciate you as well.
Well, thanks so much, Jennifer. You have a great evening, all right?
Okay, you take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to call in and share what having a father has meant to you. 1-866-730-4921, toll-free number, or locally you can call in 338-5790. One key area that fathers are needed and is so necessary in our culture today, discipline. And I know this is not a popular topic. We don't like hearing about discipline. We don't, even as Christians, we don't like hearing that God disciplines us, but he's a loving father. And if we're going to learn anything from how our Heavenly Father treats us, it's that there needs to be a dad around to discipline the kids. you know, not beat them or anything like that, but to discipline them, to train them. And if you take a look in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10, it says, "Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." That goes for how our Heavenly Father disciplines us, and it goes for how fathers in the home can discipline their kids. You see so much that's going on today, and you know what the result of that is? It's because kids didn't have anyone to discipline them when they're growing up. Kids didn't have anyone to tell them what was right and what was wrong. And, you know, one of the main ways we can do that as dads is if we understand that our Heavenly Father is the one who determines what is right or wrong. And it's so key trying to train my kids right now, trying to help them understand that I'm not just making up arbitrary rules about stuff. But I'm telling them there is an absolute right and there's an absolute wrong. There are absolute morals. It wasn't determined by me. It was determined by our God, our Father in heaven. And I'm just helping to teach those rules to my kids. And when those rules get broken, there has to be consequences. There has to be discipline. Because, quite frankly, I don't want them to have to face the consequences without discipline. If they aren't disciplined and they continue to pursue their own ideas about right and wrong, that's going to lead to destruction. And I don't want to see my kids destroyed in any way, shape, or form. And having a dad in the home to help discipline the kids is so important. And a lot of what we're seeing in our culture today is a lack of discipline from a loving, let me emphasize loving, from a loving dad who lovingly disciplines their kids to help them understand how they can be children of God and, quite frankly, good citizens as well. That's one of the key areas that we need. And I'll be honest, that's one of the areas that frightens me the most. Because I don't want to be too harsh in my discipline, but I also don't want to be too lax. And I'm always trying to figure out, okay, was that too severe to ground them from that? Was that too much to say they could never have ice cream? Or, you know, trying to figure all that out. And I still got the teenage years to figure out. And those are coming really rapidly. I'm scared. But I know God will be there to help me guide me through that. And again, it just points out why we need mentors to help guide young fathers, to help them understand how they can do this and do this well according to the principles of the Bible. So what has having a father meant to you? What does your dad mean to you? Give us a call, 1-866-730-4921 if you'd like to share and be a part of tonight's Raw Talk. Appreciate everyone who's already done that. And if you are a father and you're thinking, man, I stink at this. I know how you feel. I've had those days myself. But I came across something from the National Fatherhood Initiative. First of all, let me just say, does it seem kind of odd that we need a National Fatherhood Initiative? Have we come so far that we don't understand what fatherhood is anymore, that we have to have a national initiative to train and remind people, hey, guess what? There's a thing called fatherhood. And it's a good idea. And we have to actually have, anyway, I just thought it was kind of strange that there was there's a whole website, fatherhood.org. Yeah, crazy. Anyway, 10 ways to be a better dad. Some things that you can, and I got a couple additions that I want to put on this. Number one, respect your children's mother. So important. Love your wife and love your wife in front of your children. Let them see that you care about their mom. Because that will provide so much security and stability for them, and it will show them what a relationship is supposed to be. According to God's principles for relationships, they can see it demonstrated in the way that you treat their mom and your wife. Spend time with your kids. Hey, I know life is busy. I have trouble with this myself. All right, I know I don't spend enough time with my kids, but darn it, I'm doing my best, and I'm trying to do even better because I know it's so important. And one of the things that I think is one of the greatest travesties of our culture, and I know some people are going to get upset at me because there's reasons for this, but the whole daycare idea, I like how one person put it, parking lots for kids. Why do we have kids if we're just going to let someone else raise them? We take them to daycare, you raise them, I'll pick them up at 5, have dinner with them, put them to bed. Spend time with your kids. Make time for your kids. I remember one of the things that broke my heart, and our kid was just like a little baby. My wife was working at a daycare at the time, and she was saying that parents would bring in their kids to the daycare even when the kids were sick, and they would bring them in even when the parents had the day off. The parents had the day off. They still took their kids to daycare because the parents said it wasn't a day off if they had to have their kids at home. How do you think that makes that kid feel? And so I understand there's good uses for daycare, but let's be careful that we don't turn them into parking lots for children. So spend time with your kids. Make time for your kids. I need to take that advice myself. earn the right to be heard, all right? Treat your kids with respect. Don't just bark at them, but earn a right to be heard. Discipline with love. Be a role model. I could go on and on about the importance of fathers being a role model, especially if you have little boys. Teach them how to be a man, and that doesn't include wearing girl pants. I won't say anything more on that. Be a teacher, which is a big time. I don't know if you noticed, but kids ask a lot of questions. My kids ask a lot of questions. One of the things I really enjoy right now is that my kids can ask a lot of questions, but I can ask them questions back. That I can train them to ask good questions by asking them questions. And I can teach them to think, because they're going to be confronted with a lot of things in this world, and they need to think for themselves and be able to understand why they believe what they believe. Eat together as a family. That seems like such a minor thing, but, you know, again, you look at the statistics, it makes a big difference. Sitting down and having a meal with your kids, be it breakfast, lunch, or dinner, can make a huge difference in your child's life. Read to your children. I love reading to my kids. I read a lot myself, and I love reading to my kids. I especially love how my girls get into the stories. They make a little, what? Oh, no, what's going to happen? I like that reaction. Show affection. That's something that isn't always easy for a dad, especially if you have daughters. But daughters need to have loving, affectionate fathers so they can understand what right affection is, what holy affection is, so they won't get that confused with some guy who shows them, quote-unquote, affection, and next thing they know, they've given away their virginity, and the guy isn't around anymore. Show them what real love is so they don't get it confused with the false love that this world is selling. And realize that a father's job is never done. You can always be there for your kids. A couple things that I would add to those things on how to be a better dad. When it comes to reading to your children, read to your kids out of the Bible. Read them Bible stories. Share with them the truth of God's word. And prayer. Prayer, I think, should be number one for any dad. Again, my parents were praying parents. And I didn't know much about how much they prayed for me until I was older. My parents would tell me just how much they prayed for me when I was growing up. Now that I am a parent, I understand just how important prayer can be, not only for your own sanity, not only for your own sense of wisdom, because I cannot figure out how to raise my kids apart from God's wisdom, but also because you just love your kids so much and you want to protect them from so much. And there's a lot of things that are out of your hands, but none of it is out of God's hands. A praying parent is powerful and effective. We have Skyler on the line. Skyler, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say, Skyler?
My dad is a great dad. I can ask him anything. He's really smart. He helped me with my homework.
That's good.
Yeah. He just really, he's like fun to be around. He's fun to be, but yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Skyler, can I ask you a semi-personal question?
Yes.
How much is having a good relationship with your dad, how does that affect the way you think about boys and how you relate with boys?
Well, it helps a lot. I can relate to boys, I think, better than I would have if I didn't have my dad.
Yeah. Does it help having a dad who shows you love and affection so you're not constantly thinking you have to find that from someone else?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you have a dad to provide that for you, Skyler, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Well, it's Raw Talk here on M88 as we've talked a little bit about the importance of having a father and how our Heavenly Father is a dad to us. We can learn from his example so we can do the same for our kids and provide for them. A stable home, a home where they can learn what it means to be a man or a woman of God, and hopefully help them avoid some of the pratfalls and pitfalls of life by just being a dad who's there and who's involved. You know, again, going back to my dad, as I look back over the years that I spent with him and I look forward to the years that I have as a father, I don't know what I would have done without my dad. And I certainly don't know how I could have ever faced being a father without my dad or my mom. I just wouldn't have been able to do it because without their example, I wouldn't even know where to begin. It's overwhelming. And I'm so glad they've always been there and that they are still there today. You know, my dad has Parkinson's, and it's rapidly advancing. And yet, it never ceases to amaze me how my dad is still a dad. You know, despite the fact that he has Parkinson's, he came down not too long ago to help us tile our front porch. Why? Just because he got joy out of doing something for his kids. still. And that just touched me so much that my dad still enjoys doing that and still wants to help out his kids, despite having so many concerns of his own. And that has taught me a lot about how I need to treat my kids. I'll be honest, when I first had my little girls, I thought they were kind of inconvenient to have them around because they got in the way of what I wanted. And then slowly God worked on my heart and made me realize, you know what? It's not about what I want. Never has been, really, but it just took kids to help me really understand that. It's not about what I want. It's about what others want. I need to give them myself. God will take care of me. I need to take care of others, and especially I need to take care of my kids. They're not inconveniences. They are gifts. And if I raise them the way that God has asked me to raise them, they will be more than just gifts. They'll be world changers. And I can't tell you what an awesome responsibility and an awesome privilege that is to think that the children I have in my home someday could make an eternal difference in the lives of others. And I'm going to do my best to equip them to do that. And God willing, they'll be able to do that because of the little input that I've had into their lives. And I'll need lots of God's help to do that well. Well, that's going to wrap things up for this Raw Talk on this Father's Day. Thank you, everyone, who called in and helped out with tonight's program. We appreciate you guys calling in and helping us out with that. And again, just a reminder, men, you can learn more about what it means to be a man. This coming Friday, it's the Challenge Men's Rally, a free event to Calvary of Albuquerque. It won't cost you anything, so you can just come and bring all the guys you know. Whether they're fathers or not, whether they're fathers-to-be or they're fathers already, you know, with the empty nest syndrome, whatever. Come and learn about the importance of being a godly man and how desperate that's needed in today's world. We're going to hear from Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, a guy who we've had as a guest on Raw Talk, a very cool guy. A founding member of Delta Force and just a fascinating guy to talk with who really understands how important it is to have godly men and godly fathers. So. That's this coming Friday, a free event. You can find out more at M88.org. It's going to wrap things up for Raw Talk tonight here on M88. I'm Yo. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us on Raw Talk on M88. Get the podcast of tonight's show free at M88.org. And join us again next week for more Raw Talk on M88.